Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, Dan, here at our Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Joel Scouse. Today we have Andrew with us, but Joel is here. Love to have him bring you the latest information from the World Affairs Brief. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to be on top of what's going on today. America, the world is moving into very, very difficult times, and you want to be able to look at what's really going on. Not what you're told in the media, where they focus our attention on all sorts of unimportant things while totally ignoring the major events that are taking place that will influence your life and the life of unborn generations. Joel Skelton, thanks very much for being with us this morning, and you pick up the story.
Well, thanks, Dan. I'm glad I was able to rearrange my schedule to give Andrew a break. He's on vacation down in your area, so happy to be with you. Let's first talk about the major news this week. U.S. Privacy Panel rules that NSA spying is illegal. Government watchdog panels, you know, are normally filled with yes men and women that will rubber stamp the official line. But apparently someone didn't think the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board was anything more than a cosmetic move to pacify the public, because the committee didn't get back to the insiders. That oversight came back to bite the Obama administration this week when the panel came out in near total condemnation of the NSA domestic spying program and recommended it be shut down. Well, don't hold your breath waiting for that to happen. It would take more than that to end this essential pillar of future tyranny. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said predictably, "We simply disagree with the board's analysis on the legality of the program and thus will not be taking that advice." As I said before, when the original scandal broke, the NSA spying agenda is not about fighting terror. That's merely the excuse to do domestic spying. It is for building lists of potential future dissidents who will eventually be taken down or sent to government camps because they are the real threat to government tyranny and illegal use of power. So that's been, an important thing. I think perhaps the most important finding of the committee was that they disputed the core claims of the administration seeking to justify NSA spying. The panel said the program is not authorized by the Patriot Act and the law passed following, which was the law passed following the September 11th attacks. It said the program violates constitutional guarantees of free speech and protection against unreasonable searches and fails to comply even with federal privacy law. Moreover, it said the program threatens to have debilitating consequences for journalism. Yes, journalists should be concerned, especially if they think their confidential sources can remain private or that government respects the independence of the press. Realistically, most of the sources inside government that feed information to establishment journalists, even off the record, are shills for government. And anyone who isn't found out immediately and harassed is harassed as a whistleblower. Worse, the top investigative reporters are, quote, bought and paid for by the CIA, according to famed Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein. He ought to know he was one of them that was paid by the CIA. Judge Andrew Napolitano, always right on the mark about these legal things, said this week that Obama's proposed reforms of the NSA are a sham. He explained that none of the proposed changes address the fact that government can still use dragnet-style tactics in order to spy on all Americans. He says the Constitution does not say all spying is illegal. It says spying on all of us at one time is illegal, explaining that you have to get a warrant for every specific person. You can't get a warrant for everyone in the state of New Jersey, for example, to capture just you and me. You want to go spy on someone, he says? Go to a judge and get a warrant about that person and not about everybody else. While most of the judges are controlled or predictably favorable to the government position, in a temporary and rare win for liberty, one judge stood up to the government and ruled that the TSA's no-fly list is unconstitutional. Well, the Obama administration, which has resorted to dirty tricks in aggressively attempting to stall the trial at every turn, pressured the judge into sealing the entire ruling until April in an effort to, basically keep the people from seeing what was going on.
It's so important for our listeners to understand that our government has been taken over by an evil force. And basically, they want a dictatorship in America. And that's why they're spying on everybody. It has nothing to do with terrorism. They finance terrorism. This whole world terrorist movement, they've been financing it going all the way back to the 1980s when they created the Al-Qaeda movement as part of the war that was fought over there in the Middle East. And we've been financing this. We need a terrorist movement to trick the American people into thinking that they're being protected as they monitor everybody and they establish their dossiers, because there really are people who believe they have a right to rule and they want an authoritarian structure so that they can destroy their enemies. But go right ahead.
That's right. But it's very typical of the Justice Department to try to seal things up. They try to seal everything that is, sensitive, that embarrasses the government about its dark operations. In other words, the feds don't want the American people to know what a monumental fraud the no-fly list is. You know, there's over 21,000 people on this. They refuse to tell you if you're on the list. They refuse to remedy the list. If you complain, there's no hotline to complain about being on the list. There's no way to find out, what evidence they've got you to put you on the list. I mean, it's no wonder the judge said this is just flat out unconstitutional. And the list has generated many false positives, including one CNN investigative reporter, Drew Griffin, who was critical of the TSA, and he got put on the list. An 18-month-old daughter of two New Jersey-born Americans of Middle Eastern descent got put on the list. It takes people years of maneuver to try to get off that list. Anyway, he says, reporter on this says, all that is now set to change. Well, I doubt that. The government has a way of simply ignoring rules it doesn't like. The rule of law simply doesn't exist for the government and hasn't for some time now. But here's a judge that is typical of those who are controlled by government. U.S. District Judge Edward Corman ruled that authorities could seize and search laptops, smartphones, and other electronic devices without a warrant along the 100,000 miles of the U.S. border.
Hold that thought, Joe. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Museum.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan Harris, American Freedom Network. Think Joel Skousen, and Joel is bringing us up to date with what's really going on. And, of course, he's been talking about his move towards the surveillance society, and it has nothing to do with terrorism. It has been devised so they can collect dossiers on American citizens. It is un-American. It is subversive, but the subversive element controls Washington, D.C. today, and they will until the American people have the courage to stand up. If they don't have the courage to stand up, then freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. If you're out there in the audience, it's time for you to get involved. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we're now talking about the District Judge Edward Corman, who has finally ruled that the Constitution free zone of 100 miles from the border is legal and constitutional. This is the zone where the Border Patrol can force you to, submit to a warrantless search where you have no Fourth Amendment rights anywhere within 100 miles of the border. Now, there is a long historical precedent of allowing border agents to search luggage and packages at the border itself. But as the ACLU attorney who brought this suit against the government said, we don't know of any instances in which the government historically has taken advantage of this suspicionless electronic device search policy to search people who aren't at the functional equivalent of the border. 100 miles away is hardly the border of the United States. Well, American private pilots are also being harassed with increasing frequency around the country as Customs and Border Protection Agents, CPB, are searching pilots' planes, not just within 100 miles of the border. According to an article in the February issue of the AOPA pilot, that's the current issue, there have been 42 reports last year of unwarranted stops of pilots who have violated no FAA rules and where the government has zero suspicion of illegal activity. When these pilots resist allowing their plane to be searched without a warrant, they have been detained illegally for hours. Now, the law does state that a pilot has to show his pilot license and medical certificate upon demand by a federal, state, or local law enforcement when requested. But there's no authority to search or detain unless you have probable cause. The report documents how this is not just the work of a few rogue agents. It's imposed on the law enforcement agency by the Department of Homeland Security, who has trained and directed the other agencies to perform these checks even during recent times of extreme budget shortfalls. I think that this shows that the TSA has an agenda to get people used to being stopped and searched when they travel and wants private pilots to get used to this encroachment as well. Pilots in America otherwise enjoy unprecedented freedom to travel, and the government obviously doesn't like that. Well, there's a final example of the refusal of government to respect settled law or the will of the state government. The EPA declared that the city of Riverton, Wyoming, with a population of 10,000 people, is now Indian tribal land and that everything built upon it now belongs to the local Indian tribe that claims the land as part of their heritage. It will now be able to extort leases from people who have owned the land since building upon it. Yes, I'm aware of all the injustices done to taking Indian lands and reneging on treaties signed by U.S. representatives, but it does a greater injustice to confiscate property worth millions of dollars that was improved and built upon over 100 years after the initial wrongdoing. There should have been a financial settlement rather than a taking of property. And where does the EPA get the authority to intervene here? Well, the EPA is simply out of control and anxious to exercise what it considers its unlimited jurisdiction, which in this case is highly questionable. I mean, the Bureau of Indian Affairs wasn't even involved. Where does the EPA do this under protecting the environment? Wyoming's Governor Matt Mead is threatening to refuse to recognize EPA's authority, as he should, and the issue is going to court. And that's just egregious, Stan, don't you think?
I agree totally. And people have to understand there is a move to dictatorship, and if they don't take a stand, then they don't deserve to be free.
Well, Japan is telling the world at the Davos Economic Conference, World Economic Conference, stand up to China now or face terrible consequences in the future. The U.S. keeps playing softball with China, urging, quote, trust and partnership. But Japan can see the writing on the wall and knows that China's future intentions include taking down Japan in a grudge match that won't be pretty. The Japanese are right to fear what's coming, having once gone on the rampage themselves, preceding and during World War II. Their invasion and occupation of China was horrific, as they allowed soldiers to rape, pillage, and massacre millions of Chinese. The Chinese communists did the same to their own people when conquering China by force, with U.S. help. While I don't like making cultural class judgments, few who have suffered under the Japanese, the Vietnamese, or the Chinese would disagree that these Oriental cultures have shown an historical ruthlessness and disregard for human decency in their brutal treatment of prisoners of war and captured peoples. At the annual economic conference at Davos, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told the world they've got to stand up to an increasingly assertive China or risk a regional confrontation with catastrophic economic consequences. Well, the consequences won't be just economic, but he had to throw that in because it is an economic conference. He appealed for support in the dispute with the Senkaku Islands. It's a little convoluted, Stan, because the Senkaku Islands were promised to go back to China when Chiang Kai-shek was ruling China by MacArthur. But when the communists took over, of course, there's no obligation to, which they took over by force illegally, there's no obligation, in my opinion, for Japan to go through with the promise made by MacArthur to Chiang Kai-shek. Of course, Prime Minister Abe is getting verbal assurances from the U.S. About, you know, helping it or defending it against China, but those are hollow. The U.S. won't stop China or stand up to it, as it gets increasingly aggressive each year with its neighbors. Even the Philippines is buying as many armed naval vessels as it can afford in preparation for the inevitable showdown with China. Now, in a historic stand that shamed U.S. permissiveness, the Philippines declared this week that they would not abide by China's fishing restrictions in heretofore international waters. China said it would retake China's South Sea Islands from the Philippines using military force, but that it will be limited to that one objective, as if that makes it more palatable. It's complicated because six different countries claim ownership over these islands, even though it is closest to the Philippines. No one expects a full war to ensue because the U.S. will be responsible for letting it happen if, you know, China gets away with it, and that will lead to further aggressiveness. Meanwhile, China continues to show the world it is still a totalitarian state. It put a major anti-corruption activist, Zhu Xinyong, on trial this week and barred diplomats from attending the trial. Chinese police even physically abused journalists who tried to hear what was going on inside the court, all because Zhu organized protests demanding that the government be more transparent in investigating and prosecuting corruption. And indeed, there is a lot of corruption in China, historically going back clear to the dynasties. In today's world, the communist leadership still preaches the virtues of proletarian equality and sacrifice, but they amass fortunes that they keep overseas and not for tax avoidance. The Globe and Mail was one of the few publications to run with the story. They said members of the elite, including some of the country's most powerful connected leaders, communists all, have set up a large number of offshore companies that allow them to conceal billions of dollars, according to a new report released Wednesday by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. Growing awareness of moves by the elite to funnel cash out of China could force officials to look more closely at the money trail and whether Western banks are involved. The report names more than a dozen of Chinese wealthiest people, as well as relatives of top officials, including those of the country's leader, Xi Xi Jinping, the former premier, Wen Jiabao, and the descendants of the ruling Communist Party's foundation leaders. The request was released at an awkward time for Mr. Xi, who has made cracking down on corruption one of his top priorities, taking charge of the Communist Party in 2012. And all of this is why the prosecution of Zhu is so telling for the Chinese hypocrites. Moving on to the Middle East, there is another controversy between what Iran and what the United States says they agreed upon. Each time the U.S. brags about an agreement with Iran, there is a major difference of opinion about what was agreed to. This week, Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif was very explicit that Iran had never agreed to dismantle its nuclear program. He told CNN the White House version both underplays the concessions and overplays Iranian commitments. And I'm not interested in that. I'm simply saying, why don't we all stick to what we agreed? CNN reporter says, explain then to our viewers what the difference is in terms of Iran's commitment to what you agreed to and what the White House says. Zarif responded, well, the terminology is different. The White House tries to portray it as basically a dismantling of Iran's nuclear program. That is the word they use time and again, and I urge you to read the entire text. If you find a single word that even closely resembles dismantling, or could be defined as dismantling in the entire text, then I will take back my comment. He says, what Iran has agreed to is not to enrich above 5%. We did not agree to dismantle any equipment or any facilities. Naturally, the White House refuses to release the text so CNN can't check it, which tells us something about which side is telling the truth. But why is this an issue? Because the U.S. is setting up Iran for charges of violating the agreement and has to falsify the public's understanding of the agreement in order to make that future case. You don't think the U.S. is serious about letting Iran continue to build military power, do you? The nuke issue is merely the pretext for a future attack. And just to make sure the agreement ends up in war, Israel is still threatening to attack Iran. The Agence France-Presse covered Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's latest threat. He said Tuesday that Iran's atomic drive will be stopped. A day after the interim agreement took effect, Iran's military said, or nuclear program, must be stopped, and Iran's nuclear program will be stopped. Netanyahu said at a joint press conference, Netanyahu fought a major diplomatic campaign against the so-called Geneva Agreement. And he says the agreement would not succeed in stopping Iran militarization. Well, I think he's right, even though he's hyping the threat. The agreement is to skew expectations about, or the purpose of the agreement is to skew expectations about Iran and then expose the fact later on to people. And in other words, they'll say, well, Iran is in violation of its 5%, you know, enrichment, or it didn't dismantle this program. It's very difficult to prove, you know. They have to actually find some stock that is more than 5%, and Iran already has lots of stock of 20%, it's supposed to give that up. If they miss any of it, you know, it could be the basis of an agreement, or that could be planted, who knows. What this does indicate is the U.S., yes.
I was just going to say, I think what we're doing is allowing Iran to get their hands on a lot of money and increase their trade so they will have sufficient funds for building a nuclear weapon if they don't already have one. We're doing everything we can to build up Iran, I believe, in preparation for a coming war.
Well, the Iran, though, will never be the basis, I believe, of World War III.
Oh, no. This would be a local war there.
Yes, it will be a regional war, and that's what I've said all the time. I agree with you, Stan, that this is a regional. That's why I'm not believing that the U.S. is just suddenly bending over backwards. There has to be an ulterior motive why they're bending over backwards to give Iran a pass. They haven't done it for a decade, you know, and suddenly they're changing. And something's going on here, and it's going to erupt someday, and I think that we're being set up for the war. Now, one of the reasons that I suspect is happening is the U.S. has to take down Syria before tackling Iran. They don't dare have Israel attack Iran, where Syria is in a position to retaliate with a lot of missiles against Israel.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Joel Skousen here, the American Speaker.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, before we go on with the discussion, how why would you know how to get hold of the material that the Joel Skousen puts out in the way of information on certainly on what's taking place today on this analysis of government secrets, and certainly Joel also has information on certainly what's taking place as far as government monitor of the price of buildings. And so I'm going to let him tell you about certainly his analysis of what's taking place today. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about some of the reasons why the U.S. might be changing direction and giving Iran a pass, or appearing to give Iran a pass. We know it won't last. But I'm hypothesizing that they want to take Syria out first. And that's why they have issued this report, which has been falsified, about mass Syrian torture and mass murder. It reminds me of the old curveball source that they used to justify the attack on Iraq He has admitted to the BBC that it was a total fabrication, that the government of the United States and Britain paid him to falsify all these reports. And here we have a so-called person who is a supposed photographer of the Syrian government who took, you know, 30,000-some pictures of these people that were mutilated and killed. And the Syrian government certainly wouldn't be stupid enough to photograph their own dirty work if it were true. But it is likely that they had a photographer photograph the dirty work of the rebels to help document how they treat other civilians, knowing that the United States and NATO is trying to build a case against Assad. The U.S. simply paid this guy to switch sides and say that it was the Assad regime that killed all these people. But there's no way anyone is going to be able to verify the identity, let alone who was responsible for the death of each body photographed, even if an unbiased investigator had access to the photos, which no one does. I mean, this is typical of government claims, whether it's Snowden or anyone else. He was spying for the Russians, but no evidence. You know, Syria was guilty of chemical weapons, but no evidence. You know, that's the way that they operate. It reminds me, as I said, of the bogus information the U.S. used to gin up public fervor to attack Iraq, revealed by the secret informant codenamed Curveball. And that was just as bogus as everything else, including the weapons of mass destruction that they claim. So it's very obvious that the U.S. is trying to sabotage the talks, put pressure on Syria to yield and for Assad to step down. Unfortunately, the Syrian opposition, the rebel armies, etc., are in total disarray. They are losing the battle, and the U.S. is trying to bolster them up and undermine the peace process. But believe me, if these Syrian rebels ever get installed in Syria as the government through U.S. and NATO intervention, there's going to be a bloodbath in Syria as these people unleash the kind of infighting that they're capable of. Well, another major story that I'm having in today's World Affairs Brief is my response to Dave Hodges' flawed analysis of the Russian threat. I don't normally like to criticize another person or writer or pundit on the constitutional right, but Dave Hodges is noted for his hyping every single future threat imaginable and calling for imminent collapse of the dollar and economy. He's finally picked a target that will turn out to be correct, though not for the reasons he is putting forth. In fact, almost all of his reasoning for the supposed Russian attack on the United States is wrong. And it's important because this is the most serious threat coming in the future that people understand why it's wrong. First of all, he starts out with typical claims that just cannot be substantiated. He's blaming the Russians on the cyber attacks, ID theft of target stores. There's virtually no evidence for that whatsoever. The KGB's, he starts out and says, if one knows their Russian history, we know that since the pretend collapse of the former Soviet Union, that the KGB simply changed uniforms and ran the Russian mafia, which also happens to be the origin source of Putin. The notorious Russian mafia, the Russian KGB, there's no difference between them, he said. Well, in the first place, it was myself that was the originator of that analysis, the Soviet Union was a carefully crafted deception. I was calling that as it happened 20 years ago. But he's incorrect when he says that the Russian mafia and the KGB are one and the same. The Russian oligarchs, who were the actual former communist leaders behind the scene that was controlling Gorbachev and the phony demise of the Soviet Union. And they were also controlling and were the directors of the KGB. So we're talking about leaders and underlings, not one and the same people. Even though Putin later, a couple of years ago, displaced or exiled most of these oligarchs in a coup, the KGB, FSB are still subservient to Putin's cadre. The KGB, FSB are never going to run the entire show. They are the enforcers, just like the CIA is the enforcer of our globalist government, but they aren't running it. And all too often when people see CIA dirty tricks, they come to the erroneous conclusion the CIA took control of government. It's not true. They're enforcers. He goes on with this saying, both countries mafia intelligence operations have acted, meaning both Russia and the United States, mafia intelligence have acted as currency destabilization forces as well. And he says, see, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He's referring to John Perkins, who claims to be a former globalist who was set about to destroy economies in Latin America, which was partially true. But Perkins exaggerates his insider connections and only has about half the story right about who controls the government. It's not about money. Money is one of the means to an end. This isn't about money. Further, Hodges says, my sources tell me that the story about how these two intelligence operations employed economic sabotage agents to facilitate the promotion of the derivatives market, which led to the collapse of the European and financial markets, necessitating the bailout. What he's basically saying is the U.S. and Russian intelligence sources are working jointly for the same people to collapse the economy. Lindsay Williams and others have also been subject to disinformation people who they claim are sources, keeping telling me the powers that be are trying to collapse the economy. They've been saying this now for 2 years, so why don't the powers that be collapse the economy? All they have to do is pull the money supply. But all the evidence points to just the opposite. Powers that be are working overtime to keep things afloat, trying hard to keep real inflation below 10% so it doesn't go into hyperinflation. And that's not a collapse scenario, but rather one of prolonging things for a more deadly agenda, which I believe is war. Those that hype collapse eventually have to concoct an excuse to explain away their failures. And here's what Hodges comes up with. He says, what the bastards from Basel have discovered is that the American economy is resilient because the American people still possess a high degree of creativity in some circles. The banksters fear that a currency collapse may not produce the utter devastation of the United States that they'd once hoped for. This is what George Soros has worked so hard to achieve, he says. Therefore, Plan B has been initiated. Plan B is the invasion of the United States from both within and without. So what he's saying is...
Hold on, we're going to a break. We'll be back in a moment with Joel Skousen.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. During the winter, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority. Reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority wishing everyone a great and safe new year.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and before we go on, Joel, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, subscribe to World Affairs Brief, and how they can get your books. Certainly on strategic relocation, on building a safe home, how they can get your information on building a safe home. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Stan. My World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and people can get a free sample issue of what we're talking about by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And on my other website, joelskousen.com, people can see pictures and descriptions of my three major preparedness books that I've written. The bestseller is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. It's in its third all-color third edition all-color maps, and it's really the only thing out there in the market that gives you a full review of safe places throughout the country. I mean, obviously, some places are safer than others in the country, but I try to give people an option of where to go no matter what state they are in, because a lot of people can't leave. I also cover a lot of contingency planning when you can't leave the city in which you have your work involved. My other book, which is even more important for ultimate preparation, is called The Secure Home. It's over 700 pages covering everything from high security construction to building of fallout shelters doing self-sufficiency from solar generators, wind power, water power, all those things in one book. And my last book is How to Implement or called the High Security Shelter Book. And that's an architectural plan book of how to do a safe room in an existing basement, which for most people is their cheapest alternative. All three of these books can be gotten from Radio Liberty
by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And we think they're important. That's why we carry them. I think you need to begin making your preparations, ladies and gentlemen, because we're moving into very difficult times, and far better to be a few months or even a few years too early than one moment too late. Go right ahead, Joel.
So we're talking about Dave Hodge's prediction about a Russian war, both within and without, and it just doesn't make any sense. He's using this now as his excuse of why the economic collapse hasn't been happening. He's saying, well, the powers that be have decided, I guess they won't do the job, and so we're going to have this Russian invasion. But it's a very confused presentation about the Russian invasion. He starts out and he says, as a reminder, previous parts of this series have documented the existence of Russian troops on American soil. Personally, in the last 30 days, he says, I've now received 53 email notifications of Russian military troops training on American soil. In the previous article, I documented bilateral agreement between FEMA and the Russian military to bring tens of thousands of Russian troops to American soil. Well, I have to debunk this, Stan. The FEMA contract never happened and was canceled. I suspect it was done just to whip up false hysteria. There's no way that FEMA was going to bring in tens of thousands of Russian troops and not raise the ire of American people. I mean, it's just stupid. It's just like the so-called buy order for billions of bullets, which never were delivered. These are trying to whip up, you know, people into hysteria. They're trying to make the conspiracy movement look like fools. And the reports of Russian troops outside of a few here on training, the one in Colorado was actually less than 30 people. And I'm not in agreement that the government should be doing any training or sharing any information with Russian troops. But it's not hundreds of troops. Never exceeded 100 at any time. And the same thing with claims of Russian troops, of Chinese troops in large numbers across the Mexican border. I have subscribers in these areas. They've gone across the border and checked. These rumors are baseless. Then he says he interviewed former deep cover CIA agent Jim Garrow, who's been making lots of appearances on the Internet. He was explicit, says Hodges, about the presence of both Russian and Chinese troops in America and in northern Mexico. He noted that the Russians are operating in cooperation with the DHS and confirmed all my sources in the past that matched Garrow's account word for word. Well, I think Garrow's a fraud. Anyone who claims to have been deep cover CIA is lying or is a disinfo agent. The CIA doesn't allow any of these people to talk out of school. There's serious enforcement provisions in the contracts they sign. I suspect Garrow is playing the movement for fools, especially since he so-called corroborated the deal about Chinese troops in Mexico, which is absolutely false. The only Russians that DHS have hired are those they needed, KGB people, to teach their own people how to be thugs. They aren't troops, and they aren't working to overthrow our liberties together. They're working to do it separately. He says, all of my sources state that we will have a false flag operation, which will be followed by a declaration of martial law and will be largely enforced by Russian and Chinese soldiers. This is just ludicrous. Disinfo agents have been hiking this false flag attack since 2012. They did it last year, saying it was going to happen in October of 2013, and all their dates have been wrong. Even those who keep saying, well, I'm not going to say a date, it's going to be very soon. Well, those very soons have long passed. The U.S. will have plenty of thugs capable of rounding up dissidents. They don't need Russian and Chinese troops, which would engender hatred from all Americans. Then he says and makes a bizarre claim that there's going to be a special biological agent that will spray specifically and only terminate the life forms that have evaded the roundups. I mean, this is also ludicrous that you could develop a biological agent, spray it from drones that would only target dissidents. This is just bizarre. I don't know where he comes up with these things. Somebody's playing him for the fool. He says, now to the $64,000 question. He says, what about these Russian troops? The Russians have sufficient motivation to engage in an invasion of the United States because it fits both their national interest to do so and satisfies the banking masters that they and the CIA both serve. But Putin and Obama are playing for the same side. This is absolutely bogus. Hodges has bought into the old disinformation coming from the Rowan Gaither quote about how the White House has given them orders to merge peacefully with the Soviet Union. That wasn't the reason at all, but he had to give a reason to Norman Dodd, who was investigating him, and he gave him something that was plausible but false. The globalists have been building up Russia and Chinese militarily since 1917, building, as you say, the best enemies that money can buy so that there would be a giant world war someday that would force Americans to yield up what remains of their liberty and join a new world order, militarized government, where we'd lose our sovereignty. And that's where we're headed. Nuclear strike on America, not some invasion by Russian and Chinese troops under the excuse of martial law. So that's my analysis of that.
Fascinating morning. I want to thank you so much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
My pleasure.
This has been Joel Skousen, and we'll be back in a moment to wrap up this morning's program here.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, we hope you enjoyed the conversation with Joel Skousen. Pay attention to him, because he's right. The war is coming, the major war. There will probably be a couple of minor wars over there in the Middle East with millions killed. And then will come the great war that's coming It's not a matter of if, but when. Make your preparations accordingly. The book that Joel has suggested on building a secure home, a Sydney strategic relocation, a building a secure basement, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-9927. Make your plans now. Get yourself in position as far as supplies, as far as your economics are concerned. They're going to destroy the value of our currency one of these days. In fact, if you've been noticing gold was up to $1,274 an ounce this morning. Something big has happened. It's gone up probably $30 or $40 an ounce during this past week in the Megan DeVos. We'll probably find out in a few days or a week or two what's happened. But the whole world monetary system, and specifically the American monetary system, is beginning to change and change dramatically. Make your plans accordingly. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. We have to pay for our radio time. We're on a number of stations. We're trying to get the best rates we can, but it's still a very expensive proposition. So if you're in a position to help us, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our first tapes, best tapes or CDs of the month, along with a newsletter. You can certainly buy the various books we have, and we have all sorts of books. Hey, you want to know what's happening financially? Why, we have a wonderful book called Meltdown by Thomas Wood. Meltdown by Thomas Wood. And you need to begin making your preparations because the economy is in the process of melting down and will melt down. And Sydney, there's so many other books we have on cancer that you need to get. You need to make your preparations, and you need to avoid the things that precipitate the cancer. You're going to need your health during the difficult times that lie ahead. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get my talk about Agenda 21, the covert plan around population control, the secret agenda, because they have a program to kill off millions of people here in America. Abortion is simply part of it. We've killed 55 million unborn children here, but of course they also have promote programs that actually promote cancer. Who in their right mind would want to promote cancer? Well, very simply, we're not dealing with people with the right mind. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. Cancer was, 100 years ago, a very rare disease. Now, one of 38 women gets cancer. One out of every 44 men get cancer. An awful lot of them are dying of those cancers. Now, there are treatments, a very effective treatment, but they're not going to be allowed in America. And when you understand that, we have so much information on this. You need to go to get the material we have from Radio Liberty. And you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They're poisoning our food. Aspartame, which is in 14,000 products. The basis of it is formaldehyde and methanol. It's not safe. You need to know the products. You need to have other artificial sweeteners. And our get our number, 1-800-544-8927. Join the Radio Liberty family. Help